Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your closing bell for September 17th, 2025. So the Federal Reserve, they came out and they cut rates. What happened to mortgage rates? Well, they went up. This is the same thing that happened last September. So we're going to discuss in today's video what the Federal Reserve did, which they came out right through here and they basically cut rates, how the markets reacted to this, the Dow Jones and everything, they popped and then they came right back to where they were. Kind of the same thing in the bond market. Here's MBS market. Look at this going across. You guys know if you follow me on a daily basis, when this thing goes up, mortgage rates are getting better. When it goes down, mortgage rates are getting worse. Well, what happened today, it not only got worse throughout the end of the day, but mortgage companies started raising their rates. So let's get over to what caused this to happen and why mortgage rates went up when the Fed dropped rates. So let's get over to today's data. Here's what I want to go over with you guys. The Federal Reserve, they did come out and cut rates by 25 basis points. That was expected. And the markets all expected that. You go through here. But here's the verbiage that I wanted to show you guys. Here's exactly what their comments were. And every time the Federal Reserve comes out and gives us, you know, what they're going to do, they tell us the whys behind it. Well, here's the whys. And it's pretty self-explanatory on this one. So let me try to see if I can zoom this up so you guys can read it. I can't do it too much, but let's try to do this. So here's what the Federal Reserve said this time. I got to go out one tick. Okay. Recent indicators suggest the growth of the economy, economic activity moderated in the first half of the year. Job gains have slowed and the unemployment rate has edged up but remains low. Inflation has moved up, remains somewhat elevated. Well, they have two mandates and they reference it right here. The committee seeks to achieve maximum employment and inflation at a rate of 2%. So that's why they were created, for inflation and price stability, aka inflation in the jobs market. So let's go over here. But the uncertainty of the economic outlook remains elevated. So the committee is attentive to the risks, and they decided to cut rates by 25 basis points because of the weak job market. Okay, so that's what we saw. So then here's what the markets did right through here. So they basically, with the news that came out when they cut, it jumped up 22 basis points, which this is probably about an eighth of a percent or more in a reduction in rates. But then right after that, as the conference went through, there was some uncertainty of how many Fed officials are on the fence of cutting rates even further and things like that. So we do have a dot plot I want to show you here in a second. But this is what happened right after the Federal Reserve started talking and giving us kind of the inside news on a lot of their thinking. The market deteriorated all the way down through here, and actually mortgage rates went up within half hour of the announcement. So let's get over, here's the economic calendar we had for the day. And yes, the Federal Reserve cut rates just like they were expected. But if you go over to here, here's the new dot plot. So here's the interesting thing. Right through here, here's the new one. So if you see in this right here, I'm going to get my head out of the way. Here's where the federal funds rates are listed on the side over here. And here's where the, here's the years. Okay. So the years and the federal funds rate. Right now, the federal funds rate is right through here, 4.25 to 4.5. Well, it just dropped to 4 to 4.25. So we have to make that adjustment. So if you go in here, we're going to say, okay, the adjustment now is to 4 and 4.25. That's right in this range here. Okay, I hope you're following me so far. Let's try to zoom in a little more. Okay, it's right through here. I hope I didn't lose you. But if you see the consensus votes right down through here, majority of people are saying, here's where they want the rates to be. So that means the Federal Reserve, they cut this time, this way, but there's two more rate cuts is what they're signaling. And most of the time when they do rate cuts, there's 25 basis points, which is 0.25%. There's one outlier, and this is the person that was just elected to by the Senate the other day that President Trump elected. There was a Fed official about 2-3 months ago who resigned. This isn't Lisa Cook. This is a Fed official that resigned, and President Trump actually put a new person in place. They tried to get him in place for this meeting. They swore him in Wednesday night and for the Tuesday meeting, and he's the dissenter right here, the dissenter. But what this is telling us is basically most of the members right now are saying we're either right where we need to be or there's two more rate cuts coming. So what this is telling me is they're waiting for more data. So what's that data going to be? Well, it's going to be the data that we're getting from tariffs from China, because there's a big deal to do with going with that. More unemployment numbers are we're going to get. So tomorrow we're going to get them more news on that. The initial jobless claims and continued claims. This is their main focal point right now. So we'll focus in on this, and then we're going to focus in on tariffs. So you know how I feel on tariffs. And then also where the inflation's going from, because tariffs are inflationary. They're usually a one-off. So if you think of it, you know, They're throwing in a 10% tariff. Well, everything will jump 10% and then it stabilizes over time. Well, if you have tariffs coming in, they're kind of trickling in, you're going to have the inflation not jumping one time. It's going to, you know, gradually move its way up. So this is going to inflate inflation a little bit more, a little longer, but I don't think we're going to peak over, you know, 3%. And that's where we were thinking of. We didn't think the inflation numbers would go back to 5, 6, 7%, pushing everything up back up. So as long as we can keep it below 3 or in that checkpoint, I think the Federal Reserve will be okay with that. They're just looking to make sure the job market at this point doesn't just get crumbled. So that's what everybody's looking at this point. So pay attention to the jobs market, pay attention to the tariffs, and if they're deemed illegal or illegal, pay attention to what comes up with the China agreements with that, and then just start paying attention to the other inflationary news that you have, and then you'll have a better bead on what's going on with mortgage rates and the whys behind it, folks. So that's what the data points are telling us right here on the dot plot. Federal Reserve, they are going to be meeting in, let's see if this is going to recast. Let's see if we can get, no, it's not available. Let's see if we can see if this thing will recast and tell us what the next meeting might bring us. Nope, it's still unavailable. So we'll try to go with that tomorrow. Tomorrow's opening bell, I'll go through the Federal Reserve CME Fed Watch tool to see if there's any more rate cuts that they're showing. But based on all this right now, just to give you a recap, MBSs are still falling. So mortgage rates are continuing to go up. We're seeing mortgage providers right here coming in, moving their rates up. So even though the Federal Reserve cut rates, folks, mortgage rates are once again on the rise. Don't miss it this time. If you're looking to refinance or buy, here's my information, folks. Because my name is Dan Frio. I do this report each day to inform you guys what's going on with rates and mortgage programs and the whys behind it. So I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I work at a bank that provides me a federal license. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Unique thing here is most of my colleagues and I came from the broker side of the equation. And we're like, we'd love to join your bank, but we need some options. So what they did is they went out and found over 30 different lenders we can use. And these are great companies, HELOC programs, down payment assistance programs, even programs like this. If you're looking to buy that first house, please don't get a down payment loan, assistance loan that you have to pay back. Reason being is when you go to refinance, you probably won't be able to. So get a down payment assistance program that you don't have to pay back. And that's this one right here. But if you're looking to refinance, please don't miss it again, folks. Do me a favor. Click the refinance tab right through here. If you don't know when you want to refinance or exact rate, do me a favor. Look at your mortgage statement and say, okay, I want a rate at 1, maybe 1.5% lower than that. Then fill out my rate watch tag. What it's going to do is I'm going to monitor this for you. So when the rate hits exactly where you want it to be, I'm going to text you. I'm going to call you. What we're going to go over, I'm just going to go over simply, here's what your new payment would be. Here's your savings. Here's what the total costs are going to be. And here's your break-even point. You want to do it or not? And that's basically what we're going to provide you because we got people lined up to refinance right now. So we don't want to waste your time and ours. We want to take advantage of those that are really looking to take advantage of these rates before they move from here. So thanks for watching today, guys. I hope you learned something. Please, if you haven't checked out the live event that we did today, it was pretty cool because when we were talking, you saw the more MBSs spike up. And then you saw it come all the way back down and go into negative territory. Kind of cool scene to watch. So hope you watch it. Hope you learned something today. And if you need some help buying or refinancing, I hope you reach out to us. So thanks for watching today, folks. God bless and be safe out there. It's a crazy world. See you next time. Bye-bye.